Golf Talk America is brought to you in part by Club Corp, the world leader in private clubs. Go to clubcorp.com for more information.
The PGA Tour presents the fusion of golf, music, sports, and entertainment. Golf Talk America, streaming live on pgatour.com. Follow us today and every day on Twitter at Golf Talk America. Now, the Golf Talk America crew.
Well, as part of the crew here, we're here at the 2019 edition of the PGA Merchandise Show. Frank Bassett joining you from the radio stage, along with a couple of special guests and a very special guest we'll bring in very shortly. Tim Matthews is on assignment in Dallas, Texas, not with us this week, but we are Golf Talk America. We are part of the PGA Tour and sponsored by the PGA Tour, sponsored by the French Lick Resort, and presented by Club Corp, the leader in private clubs. Joining me this week at the PGA Merchandise Show is my good friend in crime. Well, we spent a lot of time together, pal. Mr. Brendan Sweeney from the French Lick Resort. How are you, buddy?
Frank, if I'm surviving the PGA show with you, it's another year. It's the 65th edition.
It is.
Of the PGA of America.
And you've been here every year, right?
Feels like it. After last night, it does. Absolutely.
It does. Hey, let's bring in our special guest co-host this week. She is a broadcaster, a well-known broadcaster, television, radio, works with PGA Tour Live as well, and works with Mr. Steve Elkington on our good partner, Secret Golf, Miss Diane Knox.
Thank you very much for that introduction.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Everybody
thanks.
Loves Diane. Yeah.
Kind of taken aback.
She's a bit, listen to that accent. We needed this.
Oh,
we needed
really?
This because we're the, Brendan and I are the looks of this show, and Diane is the intelligence. And
I'll take that, by the way. That's a great
just
compliment
kidding.
To me.
You look like 20 miles of bad road, Frank.
Yeah, I know, and I feel like it too. Hey, let's get right to it because we have a very special guest joining us, guys. Mr. Jim Richardson, the Vice President of the PGA of America.
Thanks
are
for
you,
having
sir?
Me on. Yeah, it's great.
It's good to have you.
Thanks for having me.
Jim, we go way back. We do.
Some of those Midwest days and different golf courses up in that part of the country, Indiana, Chicago, Wisconsin. A lot of fun up there.
We did many old trade shows in Rosemont, Illinois, paving the path. But well, you're on a great path right now. Congratulations on all the hard work that you've done.
Well, I appreciate it.
And the next term, you're going to be the president.
Yeah, it's an exciting time right now. You know, I think we're in a great spot. Susie Whaley's been a fantastic officer. Great history, obviously, as a PGA professional, as a great player, great teacher, businesswoman. And some of the things she's going to be able to accomplish, I think, are fantastic for the industry as well as our association. I'm just really proud to be able to serve with her on behalf of PGA members.
Yeah, Susie is a hell of a player, too. She's participated in the Senior Women's U.S. Open. That was in Chicago this year. And then at our place, the Senior LPGA Championship. Very fierce competitor, great history. But tell us about some of the bullet points that the PGA of America is touching on this week.
Well, I think, you know, a big part of it is we've been working on a lot of things the last couple of years, from really trying to revamp our education for members, you know, going into three distinct career paths. Individuals will have the opportunity to completely concentrate on golf operations or concentrate on teaching and coaching or on executive management. And working a lot with our, you know, career consultants around the country, expanding that, going from, you know, what used to be six or seven career consultants, now we have 19 around the country helping PGA members, placing members with employers, you know, in the right situation and helping them throughout their careers. From, you know, the move of the PGA Championship to May and being able to advertise all the great things that our members are doing, really utilizing that early springtime when 80 to 85% of our members are going into their golf season, as opposed to August, which a lot of the country was kind of already in season or coming out of it. Being able to really, with our partners like yourselves and television partners, to really promote you know, the great work that PGA members are doing, whether it be on junior golf space with PGA Junior League or with veterans with PGA Hope program or with bringing much more diverse people into the game at this point in time. We're really going to be able to tell that story better now of the work that PGA members are doing with the move to May.
Now, that's just not one simple switch of, hey, we're moving to golf tournament. With the PGA of America, in the PGA Championship, you have 20 club pro members that have to participate, that earn the right to play in that championship. But you also have to move all the section events that go along with that as well.
Yeah, there's a lot of moving parts. As you said, Brendan, we've got you qualify at the section level throughout the 41 sections across the country for the national championship, where we have 312 PGA members that qualify there.
Great event.
And the low 20, as you said, make it to the PGA Championship. So we're having to move all that. The professional championship is now going to, you know, the end of April. It'll be at Belfair Country Club in the Carolinas this year. And the low 20, then we'll turn that right into the PGA Championship with Bethpage. So, as you said, luckily, we've got the best in the business, Kerry Haig, who's the chief championships officer, who's run our championships for years, and he and his staff, you know, do an amazing job. So they've got it handled. Although it's a lot of work, they've got it handled.
Well, you have David Charles on the professional side, and then the member side is Mark Cheshkot, great guy.
Yeah, both of them.
We've had a wonderful run with both of them, and hopefully at French Lick we can get you back again. So as president of the PGA of America, we literally look forward to that.
We have pictures, so you need to get back up to French Lick.
No, the other big news, the other big announcement that PGA of America made is moving the headquarters to Frisco, Texas. Another big move.
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be a great project, obviously, and a great ability for us to be able to do, I think, some more things for our members. We've got unbelievable partners there in Frisco.
Oh, that's great.
That's in a booming market. It gives us the ability to move some championships to Texas, which we have not had in quite a while, in a central location in the country. So for areas like ongoing education, for different offerings that PGA members can take advantage of that. Where we're in Florida, it makes it difficult for a lot of our members that are on the West Coast. Texas in that move, not only with having unbelievable partners in that state and in the town of Frisco, being able to develop essentially a $500 to $600 million project.
Wow.
That the partners are really funding the vast majority of that. But to move our headquarters and education center there and be able to really offer some things to members that haven't been able to take advantage of headquarters in Florida gives us some great opportunity moving forward.
That's exciting.
Let's talk a little bit about the schedule change now with the PGA Tour and the PGA Championship being moved. How has that affected you? What are your feelings toward not being the last major?
Well, I think it's a great move, and that's one of the reasons we did it. But I think it's a great sequence now to the calendar for golf fans, for the best players in the world, and really for our members to take better advantage of it as well, too. Going to May now, if you're a top player, you got a really hot run for 2 or 3 months. It could get really exciting with somebody really pushing the boundaries of, the Grand Slam, as opposed to them being spread out over a longer period of time.
Right.
We also think we've had great positive response from the players with the move into May. It's going to open up some other markets that we haven't gone to before and be able to bring that championship into certain parts of the country to really promote not only that premier event, but a lot of the work that PGA members are doing. It also gives us an opportunity, I think, in that May move, as we talked about, our broadcast partners, to really talk about some of the great things that PGA members are doing around the country on a day-to-day basis, whether it's their work in charity in their local communities, whether it's work bringing young boys and girls into golf with programs like PGA Junior League Golf, or the work a lot of our professionals are doing with veterans and our PGA Hope program. We're really going to be able to tell that story better now with the run-up of the championship in May, when 80 to 85% of our members are just about or just started their golf season.
Well, I really believe the warm-up, and Diane, you can speak to this too since you live in Jacksonville Beach.
Yes.
The Players' Championship, for instance, started in March. That course was designed to be played as a championship in March because of the north winds that come right down 18 fairway and right across 17. Changes the whole complexion of this tournament. A lot of these younger players on the PGA Tour today have never played that course in tournament conditions in March. But the build-up to me, and I want your opinion about this, Diane, you and Jim both, the build-up's fabulous to me because now you have March, the Players' Championship, full, the best field in golf, actually. It really is. Then you have that little tournament in Georgia. And then you have the PGA Championship. But to me, it's just a crescendo effect coming through the season. And it does. I believe what you said is absolutely correct. It allows for a run to the Grand Slam in perfect order.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting. I think, this year, and obviously taken to a location like Bethpage Black, a market like New York where those fans are golf crazy.
Rabid.
It's going to be a great, as you said, and a lot of spectators, kind of view because of weather, the kickoff with the Masters in April, kind of the start to the golf season. So I think having that excitement running into May and having the championship there. We've got some pretty good history. The last time the PGA Championship was played in May, it was 1949, and Sam Snead won it. So pretty good champion back in May last time it was there. Yeah. Who knows? We could see another Hall of Famer this year win the championship at Bethpage.
There's a guy making a run toward Mr. Snead's series of wins. Yeah. Mr. Woods.
The way he played last year at Bellerive.
Unbelievable.
For that to be our 100th PGA Championship, culminating there.
Awesome.
Kind of, I always describe it, it's the gateway, obviously, to the West, but it's a little bit of the gateway to the second century of the PGA Championship.
Well,
it's the last one in August. unbelievable excitement with Brooks Koepka winning that over Tiger Woods. I think Tiger, in a lot of people's mind, that completed his comeback, so to speak. And there's so much excitement to see how he and other top players play this year. And Koepka, I think, with that win, really elevated himself as one of the elite players.
Absolutely.
Always been a top player, but you know, now winning back-to-back U.S. Opens and a PGA Championship, he's in the conversation of one of the best players, modern-day players today.
He is. I'll have to say this. We were at Belrive. You guys, I was wondering, because I'm very familiar with that country club and that golf course, how you were going to pull off a PGA Championship in those tight quarters that Belrive is. And you guys, kudos to the PGA of America. You did a fabulous job with that. Getting the spectators around that golf course and just seeing Tiger as he's walking across the bridge waving at the fans was just awesome.
It was unbelievable excitement. And you talked about, you know, some of the younger players playing the Players' Championship in March, never done it. I think a lot of the younger players never really saw the quote-unquote Tiger effect in the event. You know, and his run at St. Louis and seeing some of the reaction from some of the younger players that have seen it on TV or heard about it, but they experience it firsthand, you know, there is really an effect there. He moves the needle. It's great to see him playing well again. And you know, I think everybody fully anticipates him to win a major this year.
Oh, definitely.
Well, speaking of moving the needle, next year, the place that you were at before up at Kohler, Wisconsin, hosting the Ryder Cup. What kind of impact does that have for an area? We hosted the 2015 Senior PGA Championship.
Outside of economic impact, but, too, Brendan, but the impact to the community itself.
Oh, the pride factor.
The pride factor.
Well, it's on another level. I mean, Kohler has had a history of hosting championships with two women's U.S. Opens and three PGA Championships. But even those championships have a tendency, the vast majority of your spectators are coming from, you know, 100 to 200 mile radius. An unbelievable sports and golf fans in that part of the country.
Passionate.
But a Ryder Cup is an international event. You're going to have people from all over the world, not only there in person, but watching it from around the world. So it's an ability to not only showcase the golf course, but showcase the entire community and the state.
Sure.
Having that type of ability to do that is huge, I think, for any community, but especially when you talk about a smaller market like Wisconsin and Sheboygan County,
sure,
that area. So I can't wait to go back. Instead of working the event, I get to kind of spectate. It's going to be really, really fun and see a lot of friends back there. But quite frankly, I've always thought that that golf course was a better match play golf course than even stroke play golf course, because the uniqueness of it and what Kerry Hague will be able to do with tee locations, and you can make every par five that you could reach in two. You have drivable par fours. You can really tuck and stick some pins if you want to. Obviously, with the heather and the winds that you might get off of Lake Michigan, can really set up from some excitement from a match play standpoint.
Sure.
So I can't wait to see an actual match play event there and such a large international event like the Ryder Cup. It seems to get bigger and bigger each time.
That's amazing.
I thought Hazeltine was off the charts. Paris was
Hazeltine
even
was absolutely,
bigger than that.
Absolutely off the charts.
Yeah, and Paris was even larger than that. Yeah. So can't wait for the 2020 Ryder Cup.
We need.
Well, Frank and I are going to take the Badger over from Ludington.
Yes, we are.
To Manitowoc.
We need a young fellow who is related to the young lady sitting beside me to be on that Ryder Cup team, don't we, Diane?
Well, I mean, if he's on the team, he's going to be on the European team, so he'll be against
that's
you.
That's what I know, but
do
that's okay.
Do you really want that to happen?
Yeah, because he's not a long driver, is he?
Yeah, but you're talking about heather and you're talking about winds, which is very Scottish to me. So you're just trying to poke the bear, aren't
of
you?
Of course I am. You know that. You I'm know
looking,
I love Russell.
But I mean, at the end of the day, I feel like the Americans will have a bit of redemption next year to work towards and
do
to give the fans. Because, well, let's be honest, Paris was fantastic.
It was a fluke. It was a fluke.
I'll be there in March.
Arnold Schwarzenegger, baby. We'll be back.
We'll be back.
We'll be back.
Well,
yeah.
Jim, we wish you the absolute best of luck this week, and congratulations on your appointment.
Well, thank you, and I really appreciate all that you all do to promote the game of golf and promote PGA of America members. So thank you for all the work that you do as well.
Great. Ladies and gentlemen,
Jim Richardson,
Vice President of the PGA of
America. We will be right back with more guests after this short break. You're listening to Golf Talk America live from the 2019 PGA Championship. Did I say PGA Championship?
You did.
Welcome back, everybody. We are at the 2019 PGA Merchandise Show, not the 2019 PGA Championship, as I misspoke at the end of the first segment. I was so excited about thinking 2019 PGA Championship and the Ryder Cup coming up, where we're going to kick Europe's fanny.
Oh, gosh.
That's the voice of my guest co-host this week, Ms. Diane Knox.
Where did this fighting talk come from all of a sudden?
I had to get you. I had to get you going.
It's a tartan breed.
We're all friends here, you know.
And that voice is Mr. Brendan Sweeney from the French Lick Resort, and we are very happy to have them as our oldest and longest sponsor of Golf Talk America on PGAtour.com.
Glad to be part of it. We've gone down a couple of highways together, my man.
Yes, we have. And you're going to come to Nashville for the Nashville Golf Show.
Yep.
And bring your sweet daughter,
Megan.
I'm going to take her to the Country Music Hall of Fame.
There's the best babysitter in Nashville, Frank Bassett.
Hey, she's a sweetie. I love her to death. But Brendan has a special guest that he'd like to bring into the show that's joining us right now.
Mark Kizik from American Hole in One, one of our longtime partners in crime. Welcome, Mark. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Believe me, you're well needed right now.
Oh, good. Well, I've been working on my material for days, so hopefully
Absolutely.
That's good. So tell us a joke. No, don't. No.
So American Hole in One, we've been with you guys for about 6 years, I do believe. We met here at the PGA Show. And probably became one of my second best marketing partners out there besides Golf Talk America. Tell us a little bit about American Hole in One, because I know I'm in 10,000 golf tournaments every year.
Oh, wonderful. Sure. You know, we were just thinking about this is our 30th merchandise show, PGA merchandise show, and we're a 31-year-old company.
Wow.
So the history of the company is, you know, forever entrenched with PGA and golf, and, you know, we're just very excited, and you know, you get I get charged every time I enter the building for the first time when I arrive, so it's super to be here. We across the country last year, we did about 21,000 events in the U.S. We had right about close to 500 hole-in-ones.
No.
Yeah.
And, yeah. And so the business is exciting and fun, and also it's you know, makes a charitable golf outing a special event for a winner. So.
Yeah. Tell me, what exactly is the company then? What do you do at events?
Oh, okay. So we provide hole-in-one insurance, the insurance component. We put prizes on the four par threes.
Like a four-day stay-and-play package at French Lick Resort.
There you
One
go.
Of our favorite
car. Did
partners.
You give away any cars or $1 million last year?
Last year we gave north of $3 million away in prizes and automobiles. So,
wow.
Yeah, so we sponsor every hole with prizes. Most of the time there's an automobile on mm-hmm. what they call the main prize. And then we have other strategic partners. Our friends at French Lick, we've got Hugo Boss and Oakley sunglasses and
Hugo Boss
and Puma like Cobra and a bunch of different
Travis Matthew.
Travis Matthews for sure. My gosh.
Let me ask you, and Brendan,
and we'll be at that party later on the day.
You.
By the way,
outstanding. Yes, we will.
Be ready for that,
Brendan. For you, where were we playing when on the first hole the team that started on the par three made a hole in one and won the pickup truck?
That was at that was actually you guys. Insured it. It was at the Symetra Tour event at our Donald Ross course.
That's right. It was your turn.
Yeah, Larry Cobb won it.
Yeah.
We're walking down
the... He owns a car dealership, doesn't he?
He was on the...
No.
Yes,
he does.
Really?
That's how you book a tournament.
And he won a car.
We're walking down the 15th fairway. All of a sudden, they're jumping up and down. It's like, no kidding. And the girl that he played with also got a hole-in-one in the tournament.
Did she?
Yeah.
We played with Shannon Fish, who was a
lot
of fun. Shannon T. Fish. Who was a lot of fun.
Absolutely.
Big break, two big breaks, and... Yeah, I asked Shannon, by the way, I have to throw this in. I said, Shannon, so who's your sponsor out on the LPGA now? And she said, that would be the Bank of Daddy.
BOD.
Yeah.
BOD.
Now, you guys do other things besides golf tournaments. Mick Lundquist, your founder,
yep.
Was the kicker of the Atlanta Falcons for years. But you guys also do, you know, half-shot basketball things, field goals.
We have
live entertainment.
Sure. So we, the other side of the business is our promotional side. It's called Grand Prize Promotions. So, you know,
got to say it a little bit. Grand Prize.
Grand Prize Promotions. Yeah. And so when you, most of the time when you're in an NBA outing,
this stuff's standing up right here.
Half court shots, promotional items. We handle anything in the insurance business called prize indemnification. If you can dream up a contest or an event, whether it's skill-based or odds-based, we'll insure it and put together the you know, coverage for it.
What's the most bizarre thing you guys ever insured?
If it snowed in Chicago on December 24th, an inch and a half, every automobile purchased from Victor Potamkin was paid for and covered. So,
oh, my. And did it?
Thank God it didn't.
But that would have hurt the profits.
It snowed. We had scientists out measuring the snow.
Yeah, I was going to say. You've obviously seen a lot of holes in ones then. Which one really stands out for you as being the most memorable?
I actually haven't seen a lot of them. I hear about them after the fact. I think probably there was a 14-year-old girl who struck it and flew past the green, big draw, the ball came bit and rolled back in, and she was just leaping, and then I guess she must have been a gymnastics person because she did like a front hand spring with her club in her hand at the same time, so it was cute and fun. And
what did she win?
She won
a Corvette.
It wasn't a Corvette. I'm pretty sure it was a Honda. It was a Honda Civic or something like that.
So mom and dad would be very happy.
No car expense for setting her up for her first automobile.
But I think the great thing now is, even if you haven't seen it, with social media and everyone with their phones and their cameras, mm-hmm. you must see so much footage of all of these hole-in-ones.
We see most of those along with putts. We also do 60-foot putts and different contests on the green as well. So everything is filmed. There's nothing more exciting. If you're having a bad day, just click on hole in ones on YouTube and watch some balls. You get
that
excited watching.
That is so
it.
True.
What about fraud?
Fraud. Unfortunately, it's part of the.
You got four guys in. Hey, come on, we'll start jumping up and down, right?
Yeah, we have a pretty strict claims process. We have a whole organization of two or three people that really work every single day on making sure that we have affidavits and or lie detector tests. We've had a gamut of some crazy things happen with people trying to take advantage. We love to pay hole in ones. I love to pay them over and over and over again, but don't cheat us because we will find
you.
They know some boys in Jersey.
Moose, yeah. Rocco, help the judge find his checkbook.
I can't believe
the Italian influence.
You have to use lie detector tests.
We've had some crazy things happen, yes.
People,
So if I say, Brendan, look, it's $1 million, I'll split it with you if you say I made the hole in one.
Well, it's going to take more than two people
to
pull it off.
We'll catch you. Brendan would never do that to us.
No way.
Have you ever made a hole in one?
I have not.
Oh.
Have you, Diane?
I have not, no.
Brendan, have you?
No.
I have.
Pearl has.
Have
you?
I have one hole-in-one.
You've had
178-yard par 3 Meadowbrook Country Club, West Memphis, Arkansas.
What club do you have?
I hit a 7-iron.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Closed it, hooded it, and just nutted it. And it rolled in, and I went absolutely crazy.
Right. Nothing.
And I think
exciting.
I shot a 92 that day, but still, the hole-in-one.
Still had a hole-in-one.
I've had one in my life, and that was
terrific.
And it wasn't in a tournament, and I didn't win anything. But
you were out with your
my buddies. Yeah.
Super. So you got witnesses that believe.
Absolutely. Well, the course superintendent, our soup, was out there. Mm-hmm. So he happened to be out there with his grounds crew working bunkers on a green beside us. So they saw it too. So it was like.
Outstanding.
I caddied for 14 years. I've seen two of them.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
That is cool.
Pretty cool. Well, thanks. Mark Kissick, American Hole in One. We really appreciate
Thank
the support.
You.
Thanks for the time, guys. Good luck, and thanks for all you do.
Oh, thank you so much. We appreciate it. We'll be back with more from the 2019 edition of the PGA Merchandise Show in just a minute. Don't go anywhere. That music means that we're back at the 2019 PGA Merchandise Show here in Orlando, Florida at the Orange County Convention Center. Frank Bassett joining you without Tim Matthews, but with his good friend Brendan Sweeney riding shotgun for me.
How are you, Frank?
French Lick Resort. Love you guys.
It's a great day. The weather is just absolutely fabulous in Orlando, Florida.
It was cold the first part of the week, but let's not forget who's sitting between us.
I know.
The lovely
and
the talented and beautiful Miss Diane Knox.
I'm like a thorn between two roses.
I'll take it.
I'll take it. Yeah, I like that. Okay, show's over. Let's get out of here.
It's so good to see you guys, though.
She's hammered.
good Scottish word.
Thank you for coming down from Jacksonville Beach.
No, it's great to catch up. Honestly, I'm happy to be here, and always good to be at the PGA Merchandise Show.
Let's talk about you for a minute and what your past is. I mean, you were very well-known, still are in
Scotland.
Still
are. Very well-known.
Very well-known. In Scotland as a broadcaster on television and radio. You're now doing work for our family at the PGA Tour.
Yeah.
As well as you work with Mr. Elkington, our good buddy, Steve Elkington, with Secret Golf.
Mm, it's a busy time just now, actually.
It is busy.
I was working for the tour last week, hosting their highlight show, The Takeaway.
Was that in a PGA Live?
Yeah, well, the Takeaway, all of the above.
Go ahead.
So I was doing stuff for Scratch, actually, with the LPGA Tour. We were at the Diamond Resorts Tournament of Champions.
A wonderful event here in Orlando, Florida.
Absolutely brilliant. At Tranquilo, just beside Magic Kingdom and Disney. Oh my gosh, it was amazing. Beautiful place. And it was awful because that was the first LPGA Tour event I'd ever been to. And I felt so embarrassed by that because, the LPGA Tour are doing amazing things, incredible things. And it was so good to go out there and see the talent. And, you know, the players are just so welcoming. It was just a great vibe. So
it's a different experience than the PGA
loved
Tour.
It. Absolutely
sure.
loved it. And then I was working at PGA Tour headquarters, the entertainment headquarters at World Golf Village, hosting the highlight show over the weekend. So that was good from the Desert Classic. And then actually tomorrow I'm flying out to San Diego for the Farmers Insurance Open at Torrey Pines. So it's a very busy time right now, but I'm happy that I could come and see you guys today.
Will you be working that tournament for the PGA Tour? Or
no,
just going
no,
out to
no.
See
I'm going
Russell?
Out to. So my dad's from San Diego.
Okay.
And my brother Russell is playing in the event. And
that would be Russell Knox.
Our family all get together. This is like an annual pilgrimage to San Diego because my granny still lives out there, my aunties, my cousins. So we all get together and we're going to go to the Farmers Insurance for the next couple of days.
Good. That'll be fun. Can I go?
My granny is so sweet. She's late 80s and she's like, I'm going to walk all day every day with Russell. I'm going to follow him all day every day. And we're like, okay. Torrey Pines is quite an easy course to walk, I guess. It's fairly flat, beautiful place to be. But she's determined. She's going to follow him every day.
Well, that's
did
good.
Did you notice she ignored me when I said, can I go?
She wasn't the only person ignoring you, Frank.
I know.
All these people out here were ignoring you,
my
too.
My good buddy, Diane.
Would you like to come?
I'd love her family, let me tell you. Her mother and dad.
We met Mom and Dad at the
They're special people. They're
great. The Players' Championship.
Yeah.
You'll see them again. In March. I can't believe the Players' Championship is in March. It's like
it's
so close.
It's going to be great. It's coming.
I know, I love
and
it.
And it's that north wind,
it's
as I said earlier.
Yeah,
that north wind is going to surprise some of these boys on the PGA Tour. It's going to be like the Tiger Woods reemergence. It's going to be a shock to them to see actually what that course can do to you in March.
Well, I was talking to Steve Elkington about that because the two times that he won the Players' Championship were in March. And that's what he said. He's like, it's... He can't wait to see it because it's just going to play completely different to me. As someone that's going to be there working, I cannot wait to have cooler temperatures because it's always
hot
and humid in May.
And it's windy in March in Jacksonville. And your brother might have a chance at this one because he loves the wind, right?
I feel he's always got a chance.
I'm
always the
does.
Biggest fan. But yeah, he loves playing in the wind. He's like, windier the better. Of course, that's what it's like
I
in Scotland.
Hate the wind.
There's some bagpipes.
Bagpipes, kick them off. Let's get the bagpipes going.
Tartan. Solheim Cup going to Glen Eagles this year.
It is.
That's
going to
be so exciting. September at Glen Eagles. Amazing.
And we're live here from the 65th annual PGA Merchandise Show at the Orlando Convention Center, where over 1 million square feet of golf things are everywhere. I feel like John Ashton when I said that.
I know. I just he would be getting swag from each booth before he leaves.
Absolutely. And that's, you know, this is my 23rd show.
Is it really?
That's crazy. And the longer I come, the least stuff I get at the show.
Well,
we cleaned up pretty good at the beginning of the week.
Yes, we did clean up pretty good. By the way, that pullover that you have on from the French Lick Resort will be going home with me. That's great looking.
I'm sweating like a tamale in this
well,
thing.
Be careful. Don't mess
it
up. No, I'll have it cleaned. That's okay. So, Diane, let me ask you this.
Yes.
Bishop Moore Catholic.
You were... Yeah, there you go.
Here for the Hornets.
You play golf now.
Yes.
And you've been practicing.
Uh-huh.
And you told me earlier that you're hitting the ball off the driver about 250.
If I could play with my driver for every single shot, if I could just drive, and then putt, I would be fine.
It's
my short game is terrible. That's what I need to work on right now. But I feel like I go to the driving range, and all I do is hit driver, only because
250.
I enjoy hitting it so much. Downwind. I'm being generous
do
to myself.
Do you know how
downwind.
Many men
with
can't
a,
hit the ball?
A lot of bounces. Some
Bull.
Good bounces.
Bull. I'm okay, you and I are going to go play golf. We'll see.
Okay.
Hey, Ron Pearl.
I'm excited.
Pearl.
Okay. Brendan Sweeney.
She's my soulmate.
Brendan, we're still doing a show.
Well, that's all right.
Brendan's here to entertain the masses.
Brendan's having a good time. We had Major Ed Pulido, who was supposed to be in the
His
slot right
was
now.
Delayed.
His flight was delayed.
Folds
He's called us and told us
Folds
that he can't be here. But we also want to thank the French Lick Resort a lot. We want to thank Club Corp, the leader in private clubs. They are our presenting sponsor
the
along
Citrus
with the
Club
PGA
in
Tour.
Beautiful downtown Orlando, overlooking the city beautiful.
Yeah, I'd love to go to the Citrus Club.
Let's go.
But if you're a member of one Club Court property, Brendan, you're a member at all of them. So they have over 200 golf courses, country clubs, and another 100 or so city clubs. We'll have David Pillsbury who is the CEO of Club Corp, on with us tomorrow.
Yep. Joining
us.
Looking forward to
it. And tomorrow, Diane, you're not going to be with us, darn it, because we're going to, since you love the LPGA now, Michael Wan will be joining us, the commissioner of the LPGA tomorrow.
Excellent. I've heard nothing but amazing things about him.
Tell you what, we have a meeting with him at 1:30. He is an absolute fun guy to be with.
Yeah.
Yes. And he's done so much for the LPGA.
They've really come out.
I just feel like women's golf right now is in such a good place. I'm actually going to a PGA of America women's networking event a little bit later on today, and yeah, I feel
Where
like it's just it's in here somewhere.
I'll go.
Do you want to come with me?
Absolutely.
Come with. I get a guest, so
I'll be.
I can take two guests. Come
I'll
on.
Be your arm candy.
Yeah, I think
arm candy.
It's just
come on,
in a great place.
Brendan, what's up this year at French Lick? What do you got going?
In July, we have the Donald Ross Classic for the Symetra Tour LPGA event, and then in October, we have the third edition of the Senior LPGA Championship presented by Old National Bank, so we're looking forward to that.
Benefiting
Riley's Hospital for Children.
Didn't want you to forget that one. That's a very important thing. Ms. Jan Stevenson's about to come join us on the stage. I shouldn't say Miss, I should say Lady.
Dame?
Is it Dame or Lady?
All right, let's ask her.
Let's take a little break. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, the lovely, the very talented Hall of Famer, Ms. Jan Stevenson, will be joining us. You're listening to Golf Talk America on PGATour.com. Hey, there's that music. That means we're back. 2019 edition of the PGA Merchandise Show. Frank Bassett joining you from the main radio stage, along with Ms. Diane Knox.
Hello there. Great
How are you,
here.
Darling?
Yeah, good. I'm so happy to be here.
You are the best. And Mr. Brendan Sweeney, who is... Hey, Brendan.
How are you?
You're down there drinking. Okay.
Well, I tell you what.
So we're all, we have a special guest with us.
Yes.
Lady,
Hall of Fame.
Lady Jan Stevenson. Yes,
Hello.
Sir.
Hello.
Thank you.
It's so,
so
good
nice
to have
to
you.
Meet you. Thank you very much.
It's so good to have you. And you brought us a special gift to the stage. It's your Jan Stevenson passion fruit flavored rum. Is one of them.
Well, we pineapple have flavored rum, right?
Did
pineapple.
You drink out of the bottle already, Brendan?
Yeah,
we'll
did.
We'll put it in a glass.
Glasses,
yeah.
But you know, we own part
here,
of the distillery.
We're drinking here.
That we have them, so you can have them for the beverage cart. I don't need to drink anymore right now.
But the more you drink,
you
more entertaining.
You guys carry on. I'm going to do some.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Now that's the spicy one, the passion fruit.
This is the one I have too. Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh, that's good.
Well, they are.
I do have a meeting at 1:30 with the LPGA.
And you know, the reason that they're doing so well is that number one, it's all craft. Distillery, but the other is that this is all fruit from Australia, so it's no artificial flavor. So
that is gorgeous.
And a Donna Frank.
Wait, taste the pineapple. This one.
Okay, let me
is,
taste this.
Hi, Mike.
Hello, Brendan.
This is the one that just has won 4 gold medals.
Oh
already.
My gosh!
Will you taste this?
The
this,
pineapple one.
Yes.
So all the booze we drank back last night just kicked right back in.
I know. we're having a good time.
Well, the great thing about these is that the beverage carts, you know, can have them. But isn't that amazing?
That
and,
is
you know,
so nice.
And the thing that's amazing to me is that when we go down to the, we went to the Rum Festival in Coral Gables and in Miami, and of course you're against the big boys with Puerto Rico and Cuba and everything. For that to win against
that
all
won.
Of those, it won. We won gold, and it's the only time they've ever rated at 97 points.
And that was the pineapple?
The pineapple.
I didn't have the pineapple.
It's right there.
Let me try the pineapple. Is that it right there?
Yeah.
Let me try the pineapple while y'all are talking. Go ahead.
The mango is quite sweet.
Do you make this in Australia then?
No, actually, we bring the juice over, the fruit puree, but we make it in Utah of all places.
Fantastic.
Because it's actually kind of a cute story that in the old days, Brigham Young and the Mormons, they actually drank. So when they moved to America, they brought their distiller with them. And so they bought this property because they found that the water was so pure. Well, the distiller was doing so well that he was making a lot of money and they didn't like that. So they sent him on a mission, a crusade for religion, and they took over the distillery. And they actually killed the manager while they were doing it. And The Mormons did, and they shot the distillery. And so when we took over the property, the brick has holes in it from the shots.
Gosh.
So we called it Dented Brick Distillery, and we kept those bricks and built a state of the art. But
how cool
we have
is that?
Those on it,
that's
so.
A great story. How did you get into rum in the first place?
Oh, that's another long story. But you
well,
know,
we've
I was
got
in,
time. Go ahead.
Obviously, I was in the wine business and doing really well. And then they did a survey and realized that if you have a celebrity brand and as long as you work it. It does better. And so they called me and they said, would you like to be part of a distillery? I went, absolutely not, because this wine is really hard. It's really, you know, it's taken me a long time and all of us to really get into the business. All my staff have worked so hard to get distributors and get it in to the country clubs. I was like, I don't want to go through all this again. And they went, how about we'll pay? And I said, you got to get licenses in every state. It's not like in every other country in the world, if you get one country license, you know, one national license
right,
of everything, that's what you do. And in this country, it's like 50 different countries. Every state is different. And then some that are controlled by the state, like, you know, with Indiana.
Was a wine sponsor. We had to get a distributor to drive to the state line to pick up a case of wine to bring back to the resort.
Really?
Yeah, it's great.
Because you couldn't bring it across, untaxed across the state line. That's what we used to do when I was in college, because Coors beer, guys, was not sold in Mississippi. I went to Ole Miss, but it was sold in Oklahoma. So we bootlegged it, and we would get a U-Haul trailer and bring back like 50 cases of it.
Oh, my God.
And then resell it to all the other fraternity houses.
Just so you didn't get caught, because then it's a huge...
Well, they put you in jail.
Oh, yes,
definitely. They put you in jail.
And it's all about
money. You're admitting this now.
Oh, sure, why not? I have a morals clause with the PGA Tour. Why don't I just violate it right this minute?
Yeah, really.
So, Jan Stevenson joining us live at the PGA Merchandise Show, the 2019 edition. Jan, we've spent a lot of time together over the past few years with you playing on some of the LPGA Legends events and just had a blast with you. But you were, last year, made the announcement on this show, because you got the phone call, that you had become...
Lady, yes, the Australia Order of Australia medal. Thank you.
Definitely.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Which was pretty amazing. It's, you know, I just really was quite shocked. And it's not because of what I've done on the golf course. It was the stuff that I've done with the charities off the golf course,
yes.
Which was
yes.
really incredible. You know, we own a golf course and we try to help the veterans and first responders, the disabled.
Sure.
So once a month we do clinics and help them. And
where is the golf course and what's the name?
It's in Palm Harbor, Florida, so it's near the Tampa Bay area, and it's called Tarpon Woods.
Okay.
And it's really fun. I mean, we're only the second facility to be a Purple Heart facility in the state, and
wow.
five in the country. So we've really gotten some great support from the military as well.
Good.
And,
we have not had an opportunity
one of the best
to play it.
Ranger Rick out there, Rick Zurek.
Yeah.
Ranger Rick?
Yeah.
Ran into the Rick the other day. He's like, hey, man, I'm a ranger at
Jay's Oh, that's right. He loved saying that. He said, it's so much fun. I love it. He said, I get a lot of free golf, too.
That's all he gets.
Yeah, but he doesn't play that much. He's always working
for us. Have you seen him play golf?
No.
You don't. Have you seen him repair a ball mark on a green?
Oh, that's his job, though.
Oh, it is?
Oh, yes, because I bought him one of those fancy ones where you can stand up and it pulls the grass correctly.
That would be in aisle 37.
And he loves doing that. He just thinks that's so much fun.
What is the correct way to repair a ball mark on a green?
Oh, there's definitely a way. And, you know, if you really see all the things, if you do it incorrectly, it takes 2 weeks for it to repair.
It ruins the green.
Yes. Yeah. That spot's there for...
So how do you do it?
You actually have to pull the grass from the outside back in. Like most people do it from inside out, and it actually deadens that grass, and it never really repairs. But if you do it correctly, it's in 3 days, it's back.
So you push the ball mark repairer tool into the green.
From the outside.
From the outside and push inward.
Yes.
And like four times
correct.
To do
yes.
it.
Yep. But they have these fancy ones now, you just do that, and it pulls it out. It pulls it correctly.
Oh, yeah, of course.
37.15.
$37.15, $29.95, a special at the
they
show.
They are really neat.
But the thing is, we got to pound down some of this rum and then go try to fix a green.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
No, go play.
We did that yesterday.
You know, we have to have these in the tea prizes for the senior
LPGA Championship. Presented by Old National Bank, benefiting the Riley's Hospital for Children.
Deep in the heart of the Hoosier National
He's
Forest.
Got that down.
Yeah, there you go.
It's like automatic. Well,
two more drinks, Brendan, you won't be able to say that.
I'll be like a pilot. pirate, I should say.
A pirate. He's already struck. Good Lord, what a fun show.
No more about
I'll tell you what, last year, one of the great...
take it away.
One of the great memories of last year for me, not for you. 16th hole, Pete Dye Golf Course, first day. It's about 40 degrees,
mm-hmm. Oh,
blowing about 30 miles an hour.
It's
Frank and I out there.
Oh, I know what you're going to go with this.
And all of a sudden, Jan goes, I am so cold. I'm like, come here. So we embraced for about 8 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
You're on the tee. I'm like,
We're all waiting for you to finish.
We had to come separate you two.
I know.
It was embarrassing.
Well, and you know what else, though? You gave me those gloves.
Oh, yeah.
Remember you bought some gloves down at the... And
you added equipment.
I kept those gloves.
You added equipment during the course of a
round.
Yeah,
that's right.
That's all right.
I have a question. Can I ask Sean a question?
Sure, go ahead.
Just as someone, you know, that played on tour for so long and someone that owns a golf course, what do you think about the new rules of golf coming into effect?
You know what? Some of them are really good. I don't understand why you can lean on your club in the bunker. How does that make play faster?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because a lot of the new rules are really geared towards recreational golfers and speeding up the game. So you're right.
Yes, and younger, like millennials, because they think that it's too complicated and too many rules. I do. It's actually been really fun when I've been playing a lot lately in some events of when to leave the pin in and when not to.
Yes.
And it's someone will be, should we leave the pin in? And it's like, you know, typically downhill, leave it in. And uphill, take it out. Unless it does actually help you with a little bit of, if you've got a really long putt, mm-hmm. to leave it in without even any feet there, just to see it, it's much easier.
Have you tried like short putts with the flag stick in?
You know, I just don't think that, I know Bryson DeChambeau swears by it, but I don't know that I could do that.
I feel like it changes your whole mental like state when you're setting up.
Yeah,
I
agree.
Something that you're not used to seeing.
Exactly. Well, half the hole's gone.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on the wind. If the wind's blowing toward you, that pin's leaning toward you, that takes away part of the cup.
That's true.
We played yesterday, and I think I left it in half the time.
Well, you couldn't make a putt yesterday anyway.
Anyways.
You couldn't find a fairway for the first seven holes.
The other one,
I had some Jen Stevenson rum.
That's what it was.
Yeah. Well, this will warm us up anyway.
This is good stuff.
Yeah.
This is really good stuff.
The other rule that's generated a lot of attention is the knee drop. What do you think of that? Especially, I love talking to females about that because it's...
You're going to bend over.
Yeah, I feel like it's a bit of a strange one. You kind of bend your knee when you're bending down.
Oh, I never thought of that.
Chauvinistic.
Oh.
Because if you're wearing a skirt, I think like as a female, it's your natural response if you're going to be bending, to bend your knees.
Yeah. That's a great point. So does it say that you have to be straight? With the knee?
I don't think you're supposed to bend your knees.
Yeah, I don't think you're meant to.
Stop it, Brendan.
But I didn't.
This is a serious conversation.
But I don't remember seeing that in the rules that you have to be standing. I mean,
I don't think it says.
Because you could squat.
You could. It's just dropped from the knee. So if my knee is now 6 or 8 inches further or closer to the green or to the spot where I'm dropping it, I mean, I should say, that's cheating.
But the only thing is that when I did drop it the other day from it's almost like placing it. I mean, you can really get a good lie.
I like that.
Yeah.
We do that anyway.
Every little helps.
So we're going to do a road trip to Pebble Beach for your induction.
Oh, I love
that. Yes, we will be there. We're going to do the show from there.
That's awesome.
Yes. Yeah, we should.
Yeah, we're going to.
Great.
There's no doubt
about it. Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Well overdue.
Thank you.
Lady Jan Stevenson joining us
on
the main stage.
We're so proud of
you. Oh, my gosh.
Just so good.
Thank you. I mean, I really was actually quite surprised because I've, you know, a couple of times I've been, you know, getting close, like in the top 10, and then they call to say, no, you didn't make it.
So. Does Nancy call you?
Yes.
So tell us about that.
Nancy Lopez, because she's on the final four, so they have to do the good and the bad. They have to call if you're in the top 10 to say you didn't make it, and then they get to call and say you've made it. So Nancy's called me twice, you know, and if you know Nancy Lopez, she cries when she's happy or sad. So you really can't tell because she was crying.
She's
when
good
she
at
called
a wedding
me.
And a funeral.
But she called both the times before when I didn't make it. She was crying.
Aww.
So when she called and she was crying, I went, oh, my God, I've missed it again. And so, so I said, that's okay. Hi, Nancy. Thank you for calling me. That is so nice of you. And she was crying. And I started crying. And I said, it's really nice that you still have... I know this must be a hard call for you. She says, no, not this. This one's not a hard call because you made it. And I was crying. And I went, what did you say? Did I got that wrong? And they were sitting in the room, and that was actually on speaker. And she said, I'm on speaker, and I've got Jack Nicklaus and Gary Player with me.
Oh, my
God.
And they were laughing because I was crying so hard. I was like, it's okay. Don't worry about it, Nancy. I'm used to this. And she goes, no, wait. You made it. And I was like, you're crying. And she says, I know. I'm crying with happiness.
But you had Jack and Gary with you when you found out.
Yes.
How cool was that?
What an amazing moment.
Oh, it was.
That's incredible.
Incredible.
I mean, I was sitting there and I was like, I had goosebumps and I was in shock. I was trying to drive because I was driving to the course to tell Mike and Diane. And I'm like, I can't believe it actually really has happened.
Well, I'll tell you what, you have a great class that you're going in with. Peggy Kirk-Bell.
Yes. Who should have been in a long time ago as
Ratif
well.
Ratif Goodson.
Yeah.
Billy Payne,
interesting one.
Yeah, and then Dennis Walters.
Dennis definitely deserves it. He's another member of the National Network of Golf, so we're having a little party tonight. So that's really nice. That
don't mention party to these guys, because they will find out and they will crush.
We've already started.
If we drink one of these every...
Every segment. Every segment. One per segment.
We'll be primed and ready to go. And
I'll be off the PGA Tour platform. Thank you very much. I need to keep my sponsors happy. So
that's great.
Jan,
thank you so much.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Great to see you guys. Thank you.
Proud to call you a friend.
Yes. Honored.
What more can we ask?
We're honored.
Thanks, Flo. See you guys in June.
We'll see you soon.
Ladies
we'll see you,
and
of course,
Jan
too.
Jan Stevenson,
everybody. We'll be back with more from the PGA Merchandise Show. You're listening to Golf Talk America on PGAtour.com. Well, that music's appropriate because we're drinking Jan Stevenson rum straight from the bottle right here on the stage.
That stuff's rocket fuel,
this
man.
Is good stuff. Jan Stevenson rum. You got to check it out. It's really good stuff. Don't give it away to people. I want it. Oh. Don't do that. Brendan Sweeney from the French Lick Resort.
Thank you, Frank.
Hey, buddy. Diane Knox from PGA Tour Live.
Hello there.
Hi, darling. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. How
get
are
that
you?
Microphone a little closer. It
oh,
dropped
sorry.
Down.
It's because it I was drinking
because
the
you
rum.
You were drinking the rum. Jan's rum is great. Jan's so great. It was so much fun to have her on.
World Golf Hall of Fame member.
Absolutely. And Lady Jan Stevenson, yes. By the way. Order of Merit, Australia. That's pretty cool. Diane, thank you for being here. I know you're on your way to Torrey Pines.
I am. I'm leaving actually 5:30 tomorrow morning. My flight is
out.
Which
just
is
out of OIA.
Out of Jacksonville.
You gonna drive back to Jacksonville?
Yep, I'm gonna have to drive back tonight. So no more rum
keep
for me.
Drinking.
No,
keep drinking. How do you say drunk in Scottish?
Blutered.
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 How do you say I have to go to the bathroom in Scottish?
I don't know.
I gotta pee.
Stop it.
You set me
it.
Up for that before.
She said it on the air last time. I think we were at. We were at the Masters, and it was with Elk.
Oh, yeah.
We were all doing
yeah,
the show.
It was
and Elkington,
Masters.
We set you up with that, yeah. Hey, Brian Knutson, Golf WRX.
How's
it going, big guy?
Not much.
Joined us Monday. We played at Lake Nona Monday.
We did.
Boy,
in the Tour Edge event.
You've got some game, pal.
You
got
some
game. You
sure you're looking at the right guy?
Yeah, you do.
There's a lot of beef in that cart.
Yeah. It was.
Wow,
two big
lovely
boys.
Way to put it.
That was not
yeah,
nice.
We definitely exceeded the weight limit of the cart.
But we had fun, didn't we?
We had a blast.
That was a fun foursome, though, to play with. We just laughed the whole time. People had to step away from the drives, Diane.
Who else was in the foursome?
Ryan.
Ryan.
He and Ryan wrote.
Ryan Ballingee.
Ryan Ballingee.
Okay,
yep.
Golf News Net.
Golf News Net. And they rode together, Brenda and I, and they had never played golf with Mr. Sweeney and Mr. Bassett simultaneously. Tell us about that. What was your first thought after about three holes of playing golf with us?
It actually started before that. It was.
Oh,
it was
Ryan. Ryan's
Ryan
coming over tonight.
There he is.
Party.
It was actually on the range. Like, our carts were parked next to each other. And, you know, you just look at the names. We'd never met. And I was just like, okay. And then we got in the cart, and things started flowing. And I was just like, oh, boy. We are in for an adventure today. And it never stopped. It was awesome.
Take the lens off.
But we had a blast, man. I mean, the stories were flying.
It was
the jokes
fun.
Were going. I mean, we were cracking up. I mean, it was great.
We had to back away from several drives during the round,
oh,
too.
Oh, yeah,
I mean, we were just
sure.
laughing so hard. And but you guys, you and Ryan played really well. Brendan and I had a pretty decent day, too.
I picked up the bar tab.
Yes, you did. I don't know if your accountant was out here. It was a big one, too, wasn't it? You forgot your credit card again this year.
I did.
Drive back to Lake Nona to get it.
2 years in a row.
You said, you walked up, you handed her your card, you said, hey, remember last year, I left this here, please don't let me do it again.
And he forgot
And you did it again.
That's all right. It's all good.
Here. So you got to sample some Jan Stevenson rum.
I got it right here.
Okay.
Oh,
right here.
Yes.
So, Pride Golf and WRX, tell us a little bit about it.
So we're a big online community, and we're just a huge group of golf. Ooh, excuse me. The rum got me there.
And we're Jan Stevenson rum. We need more pineapple.
Good. We need more pineapple.
And we're a huge golf community. We're about 250,000 members, and we're a big forum. But we also do front page stories. We have podcasts, video. We kind of just get to kind of do it all. And it's we're kind of mostly focused on equipment, but we cover everything golf. And it's just a group of people who are super passionate about golf. We love talking about it online.
How about this? Bloodline putter.
Yep, bloodline putter. Stand up. You can align it, walk behind, check your alignment, go back.
Is that legal?
I believe it is.
Is that legal?
And you can leave the flag stick in.
Yeah.
That's, you know. I
remember when they came out.
We're going to talk about that a little bit just for a second, that flag stick issue. Because I like it if you leave it in for a period of time for alignment, but I like the caddy tending it so he can pull it as the ball is running to it. But I like it to be able to. To be able to line that up. That's how I've always done it. And you saw me putting on Monday?
Yep.
Sober?
We did.
Not really. But no.
You made a few putts.
I made a real long putt, didn't I?
That is true. Yeah, you did.
And I made a net zero on a par 3.
He did.
Wow.
Thanks to your 27 handicap.
Yeah, but I said I would never, never play Frank for a penny. I wouldn't play him.
Is he a hustler?
His middle name should be Sandbag. Unbelievable.
He could go work at a balloon factory.
He shows up, you know, he's dressed to the T's.
Always. He's the most immaculate dresser ever.
And he shows up and he's sitting in the cart and he's talking about how he's, you know, he's 27 handicap. I'm a 21 handicap. Oh, I'm terrible. Oh, man, I'm terrible. I can't hit the ball at all. And he goes off. He's just playing great. There's no way I'd play that guy for money. Zero.
Look behind it.
What is it? No. I don't know. I think they're turning us down. I don't know. And Ryan Ballinger, who's standing behind you, played with us, and we'll get you on a – put Ryan on a headset, Brendan.
My cart partner there. Him and I, we rode together.
There you go.
We're cart buddies.
Hi, buddy. How are you?
It's great.
We were roommates last night, too. You stayed at the condo with us. We had a good time.
Yeah, somehow I showed up later than you guys.
You get that mic just a little bit closer to your mouth.
Somehow I showed up later than you guys.
I was already in bed asleep. I was gone. Sweeney showed up, woke me up.
Bunch of quitters.
You're right. Yeah. That's what we call the 12-step program.
I love how I'm coming to the PGA Merchandise Show. I mean, the show itself is out of this world, but the socializing around the show
is incredible.
Because we know that Mr. Bassett likes to socialize, let's be honest.
He told a few stories.
Just a few. Good for the stories, too.
But we had a good time. Yeah. And now, Ryan, Golf News Net is your website,
which is
a fabulous site. You work with all of us.
Yeah.
And Elkington and Secret Golf family. And all that,
The burgeoning Secret Golf family.
I know, exactly.
It's burgeoning all over the place.
We were just talking, you were saying with Golf WRX, the community, because that really is, I feel like there's such an inclusive community, especially in golf media. And everyone collaborates and comes together, and that's why coming to events like this, it's so good to catch up with everyone and network.
It's amazing. I mean, it's people that you either maybe just email with or just have phone calls or whatnot, and you get to actually finally see their face, put a face to a name, and you really get to enjoy, like, just, hanging out and seeing those people that you just converse with through other media or mediums throughout the year, and it's great. And meeting new people. Yeah. It's awesome.
I always say the golf community is big, but once you're in it, it's small because everyone gets to know each other very quickly, and there's always connections somewhere.
For sure.
Yeah, you got to be careful what you do.
Do you have a story to tell us?
They're still looking for me at a couple of golf courses.
What have you done?
Well, yesterday I got in trouble at Mission Inn because I'm out on the course on about the 9th hole, 10th hole, and Brenda gets a text from the director of sales and marketing and say, "Hey, I need some help. Would you ask Frank to please go back by the front desk and pay his bill?" Well, I checked out. I gave him my American Express card. And I thought they would direct bill it to it. Well, I was comped on the room and all that. But for some reason, when I walked out the door, hotel laws state that you can no longer charge that person's card once they are off premise. Oh. I was still on premise. I was on the golf course. But it made me feel bad because it looked like I was trying to jump my tab. So I went back and gladly fessed up and paid my bar bill from the night before and went, "How much was that again?"
Again, the socializing.
Again, socializing. But Ryan, tell us, GolfWorks we know about. Let's talk about Golf News Net for a minute.
Sure. So Golf News Net's been around. It's my baby. It's my thing. So we've been around since 2014, and we're expanding a little bit. So we're going to open a golf travel site here tonight or tomorrow, and I'll let the cat out of the bag since I'm the boss. It's called golftripx.com. So we're going to come from a travel perspective that being able to play on a good golf course, whether it's a 6 out of 10, 7 out of 10, 8 out of 10, still better than what you were going to do with the rest of your day otherwise.
How good is that you're doing this for people who have broken up and can now go back to their ex and take them on a trip with them?
That's incredible. Absolutely. Golf brings people together. It does.
What's the website? What's the address?
golftripx.com.
And is it going to be golf trips around the U.S. or are you going to do further afield?
We're going to do a little bit of everything.
Scotland?
Scotland, of course. Ireland and throughout the United Kingdom, and then the guys on the team really like Australia and New Zealand and Tasmania, and so we'll dig in a little bit there, and then I think we've got kind of our eyes toward looking at what's happening in Asia.
Wow.
And we might even try to get over to Vietnam in the summer, and apparently it's becoming a big golf destination, so we might go check it out. Go where the golfers go, see what's going on in the world.
Well, now that we have, they're the big three in golf, but we're the big four now with Sweeney and I and you two. we need to take some trips together, boys.
I like it.
We can affect the economy in a positive manner.
We might have to turn this into a show. This has got content written all over it.
I feel like we just run down a whole bunch of scrambles until they kick us out.
There you go.
That works.
I mean, hey, I'm the D player, baby.
I like that. Him is the D. Take that all day.
I like the guy that's getting two on a par three.
Heck yeah.
Who can make a two on a par three.
Net zero. Yeah.
It was fun. Ryan Ballinger from Golf News Net. Brian Knudsen. I want to say Knudsen.
It's all right.
And it's Knudsen.
From right? What I've understood, like if you go over to whatever the old country I came from, which I have no idea, they supposedly pronounce it.
Well, how do you know if it's old?
I don't know.
Well, it's like,
it could still be Knudsen.
I'm K-N-O-X, so...
Yeah.
Like,
so Knox.
Knox and Knudsen.
You're not Knox.
Yeah. Knox. Although I kind of like
Knudsen. Cabasset. El Cabong. Yeah, there you go.
That's right.
Well, guys, thank you so much for joining us, and best to both of you guys. And it's great to call you guys friends because we really love you both. Y'all
thanks.
Are great.
It was an absolute pleasure.
Yeah, thank you.
You're listening
very much.
To Golf Talk America. We're live at the 2019 PGA Merchandise Show. We'll be right back with more from Mr. Sweeney, who will take over a headset from Ryan Ballinger. And oh boy, we're going to close this thing out. Don't go anywhere. Thanks, everybody. There you go. There's that music. That means we're back for another segment. And they thought we were finished. Everyone was applauding, thinking we were finished. Brendan Sweeney,
we're just getting fired up.
Yes, we are. Brendan Sweeney joining me. This is Golf Talk America live from the 2019 edition of the PGA Merchandise Show here in Orlando, Florida. And we're having a good time. Diane Knox is sitting beside me, which is even better.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. From Secret Golf and from PGA Tour Live. And you're doing a lot of work with all of us now at the PGA Tour, and that's fun.
Yeah, it's great. It's been
good to have you. It's about time.
Great.
She does a fabulous job, broadcaster in her own right.
That's the top word that I say in my Scottish accent, of course, that people replicate all the time. They're like, great.
So your dad grew up in San Diego.
Yeah, he's from San Diego. He moved to Scotland when he was 21, against his will. His parents dragged him there, and he lived there for 30 years. Met my mum, had my brother and I, and then they moved to Jacksonville in 2004.
That's great.
So we're all there now. One big happy family.
Unbelievable. Well,
but you're going to see the grandparents. You're heading out to Torrey Pines to watch your brother play.
Yep. All my dad's family are still out there.
Everybody.
So, yeah, it's a big family reunion tomorrow.
That'll be fun.
San Diego way.
Yeah, there you go. So... guess who we have with us?
We have Mr. Jeff Renzulli.
Got it.
Did you get it right? I was going to make you say that.
I grew up in Chicago, so it was either Warnarski, Malowski, or Renzulli.
Polish or Italian?
Polish or Italian.
So what, Jeff, welcome to Golf Talk.
Jeff is the founder. Jeff is the founder of the Friars Club.
Really?
And the Friars Club is a new fraternity that I just joined. I actually wrote a check for it.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
He had he wrote a check?
He wrote a check.
Yeah. What are the few things in golf I've ever paid for?
And it's, did it clear?
We're still waiting.
It was the Amex. But tell us a little bit about the Friars Club. It's a pretty cool fraternity.
Yeah, it's great. It's we have over 500 members in 38 states and 9 countries. And we're a golf club without a golf course. So you come join our club. It's a fraternity. We run events all over the world.
Wow. Okay.
And
that's closer right there.
There we go.
There it is.
That's better.
Yeah, we run events all over the world, and we have two rules. You have to be passionate about golf, travel, people. You can't be a jerk.
And or another word, if you want to call it that.
Yeah, another word that's...
Not PGATour.com approved.
Worthy.
That's right.
Worthy, yes.
But I want to find out where that jerk meter comes in.
Well,
yeah, because you're pushing the envelope, pal.
I haven't even been to an event yet. I'm already getting threatened to get kicked out. So I hope that check doesn't clear.
And who decides? Who decides if you're not enough of a jerk?
Well, we get enough people that will... If enough people complain about you, that will
really
happen. We've had two people that are no longer members.
They were decertified.
You
decertified.
Have to kick them out.
Yes, yes. But it's a great rule because I have a number of our members, we're all referral-based, a number of our members will say, I've got three friends who are interested, and I'm inviting one of them.
Yeah.
So you really have to have the culture of, we have scratch golfers, we have 30 handicap golfers. We have 17-year-old, we have an 86-year-old. And you never know who you're going to play with. And you just have to have an open mind and realize that golf is like life.
The question, Diane, that's begging to be asked is?
What? I have so many questions to ask.
Oh, go ahead.
Are there any
female members?
That's what I wanted to ask.
Yes, there are.
Excellent.
There you go.
Do you know what? I was trying to suss it out because I thought I don't want to put you in a bad position and be like,
and
do you have women? And for you to say no. And then I thought, that'll be an interesting conversation.
Well,
so good.
I'll tell you a quick story about that. I met a woman from Seattle. We played in a match at Pinehurst, and she walked to the first tee with a full glass of scotch at 9 o'clock in the morning. I said, oh, I think I'm going to like
her. I like her already.
And
I didn't know my wife was a member.
That's right. And then we went out, and she hit her first tee shot, and she screamed an expletive, and I said, I'm going to like her even more. And then on the back nine, she made five pars and a birdie and beat me, and we became best friends.
Wow.
And she's a member, and okay. We have about a dozen women members, all different abilities.
How good is that?
Yeah, it's great. It's great. So
that's cool.
Light competition. We're not serious about the rules of golf. We've always played, you know, laterals if you hit it and out of bounds, and try to play fast and get to the bar.
Excellent.
USCA, United States Cheaters Association.
Yes,
right?
Exactly. Okay. We're you know, have fun.
Liberal with the rules.
So yes. we had Don Bostic, who is your right-hand man.
Yep.
He's based in Pinehurst. He came up to French Lick. We had a pretty decent time up there, great time.
Yep.
And we're going to be hosting the 2020 championship for the Friars Club. But this year, next month, you guys are going to be here back in Orlando at the Grand Cypress Resort.
That's right.
You got to pay. There's no freebies.
There's no freebies.
I
pay.
That's
yeah.
okay.
Yeah.
That's okay. I'll it's pay. But I haven't been invited, so, yeah. You know.
Well,
you can be invited by Brandon.
When has that ever stopped you before?
Never has. Thank you. Just because I poked you about the Ryder Cup, you're starting with me now.
Listen, I can think as much about the Ryder Cup as possible.
See, but the lure of the PGA merchandise show all starts off with, I know a guy who could get us here. I know a guy who could get us there. So last night, we crashed a few parties.
No, we didn't. We were invited.
By a guy who got us in the back door. So,
well,
it was good.
What? I had to write my name on the back of a card, and he said, here, come follow me. We'll get you in.
Okay.
That mac and cheese bar was good, though.
Press, pull. It was
I only
amazing.
Spilled twice, so
and
there
that,
you go.
Yeah, we want to thank Buffalo Communications and Kyle and his team for putting it all together, and we look forward to it again next year. If we're
absolutely.
Invited back.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. Well, you're welcome to come on a Friars trip. You know, we had about 80 people at our club championship at Sawgrass this year.
You played TPC Sawgrass
we did.
Or Country Club?
TPC Sawgrass.
Stadium
have,
course.
Have you played Country Club? East-West?
I have not.
Need to.
Oh.
I lived there for 14 years on the course. And let me tell you, that golf course, the TPC Sawgrass is tough, there's no doubt. But Sawgrass Country Club, East and West, there are three nines, East, West, and South. The East and West are the original, where they used to play the Tournament Players Championship. The last winner of that, I believe,
Trevino?
Was either Trevino or Nicklaus.
Yeah, right. 79-80, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was. And when the wind's blowing, that golf course is more difficult.
So the Friars Club does about a dozen trips a year, but this year they had a really special trip to your old stopping ground. They went to a tailgate party at Ole Miss.
We did.
Did you really?
We did, yeah.
That's
fantastic.
I love my alma mater. Ole Miss is the best. What did you think?
Yeah, fantastic.
Go to Grove?
Rob Smith, our host, said, we may lose a football game, but we've never lost a tailgate.
Nope. So. That's Ole Miss, baby.
That's a good saying.
That's right.
Well, they go, are you ready? And the whole crowd goes, hell yes, damn right. Hottie toddy, gosh almighty, who in the hell are we? Hey, flim, flam, bim, bam, Ole Miss by damn. And that's our chant. And you got to hear that firsthand.
That's right. And so we do a lot of that. We combine golf with social activities and things like that, football games and basketball games.
Kentucky Derby, French Lake, Indiana. Yeah.
Do you take American Express?
I do.
Okay.
So how does someone join? You said it's referrals, but...
Yeah, well, the website is thefriars, FRIARS.com, and the membership application is on there. You can put down Golf Talk America that you referred by Golf Talk America.
We'll vet you.
We will vet you, and then...
forget that.
Yeah,
I'm in trouble.
No.
So. I'm still wanted in Georgia.
We have a couple members like that, so it's not a problem.
Oh, good.
We're not character references. We just, you know, are you fun
don't
to be
with? Don't put me on a resume.
Are you fun to be with? That's the bottom line.
Okay,
some would
not,
say yes.
As long as you're not a jerk.
That's right.
We were in a parking lot of Lake Nona for an event on Monday. Frank was at my house for a barbecue on Sunday, and he had a bottle of Glenlivet that he left at my house.
Half gallon of Glenlivet, by the way.
Perfect. I threw that in the back of my car. We're in a parking lot, and we're getting ready to tee off. It was about... No, 11
it was cold.
O'clock.
It was cold.
So we put another tent in it.
There you go. Well, we have an event. And the famous bottle of par comes out, the scotch. And it's if you make a par, you have to take a swig from the scotch. So
okay.
This is my kind of club.
Or stop drinking the scotch.
That's right.
Do you have any Scottish members? This seems very Scottish.
You could be there.
We do. Yeah, a shout out to Trevor Williamson, who is a caddy at Carnoustie. And he is a member. And we met him over there. And he joined. And he's a wonderful guy. So,
excellent. That's
yeah.
so good.
So, yeah.
Well, Jeff.
Thank you.
Ranzulli.
Yeah, buddy.
Thanks for having us. We appreciate everything you did here.
Good to meet you, yeah.
And once again, Friars. Is there like a secret handshake or something I should learn?
Just no. Bottoms up. That's all.
Well, that's
here we go.
Jan Stevenson Rum right
yeah,
here.
Yeah, that's what we've been saying. Like a kicker.
Do you have parting gifts at all?
Yeah, here, try.
Try some of this rum.
Certainly.
This is Jan Stevenson's rum.
Really?
We're pouring it. He's pouring it now.
Well, thank you. Cheers.
Give you a
cheers.
Give you a
cheers.
Right there.
All right.
Cheers.
Here
absolutely.
We go.
Oh.
There it is.
Throw
that,
it
does
back.
That taste good or what?
Delicious.
That's good stuff.
Delicious.
Thanks, Jan.
Smooth
Jeff,
velvet.
Thank you so
thank
much.
You.
And if
thanks.
I get invited, I will certainly join.
Absolutely.
Dr. Mike,
nice to meet you. Yeah,
thanks a lot. We'll be back with more from the 2019 PGA Merchandise Show after this short break. Don't go anywhere, everybody. My favorite music.
It is.
The 2019 PGA Merchandise Show with Brendan Sweeney and Diane Knox by my side.
Hello.
Having fun. Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Okay, I'm going to leave it playing for just a minute. Where did that music come from?
To Caddyshack. Not Caddyshack. Tin Cup.
There it is. You got it. You win. Have a slug.
Have another shot of Jan Stevenson Rum.
Jan Stevenson Rum. Have some more.
Until you turn a long show into a really long show.
Oh, it's going to be a long day. I can tell already.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
The Hugo Boss party start. We're invited to Travis Matthew and Hugo Boss, aren't we?
Well, now we are.
Yeah, we are.
It's part of the lore of the PGA
Buffalo,
merchandise.
Does Buffalo Communications or Buffalo,
Buffalo Agency.
Agency have anything going on?
We have a ton going on.
You know who that is? That is the voice of the CEO.
Kyle Ragsdale.
Nice to be here. Thank you.
Congratulations on your new appointment. This is breaking news. It came out this week that Buffalo made a couple moves. Now the Buffalo agency has come to its peak at the peak show, the peak week at the PGA show. So, Kyle, tell us what you do.
Well, Buffalo's been around for a long time.
30 years.
It's been a wholly owned division of Billy Casper Golf, which has been around celebrating our 30th anniversary this year, founded by Peter Hill and Bob Morris. But Buffalo Communications at the time was founded 17 years ago. So we've been around a long, long time. And this is the PGA show is our Super Bowl. So the announcement that we had last week about kind of this new supercharged Buffalo agency spinning out from the parent company and outside investment and really looking to build a one-of-a-kind marketing platform focused on golf, golf lifestyle, which really is just on the back of what Buffalo's been doing for years and years and years.
So pulling in companies and doing their marketing and PR and is what you do, basically.
Yeah, the simple way to describe it is we connect brands with a golf audience, and we do that with an entire array of services. So it starts with PR and awareness, introducing brands to an influencer network, all the way down to their e-commerce strategy, their Amazon strategy, getting products in your hands.
What about organizations such as ourselves, like Golf Talk America on PGAtour.com platform? Do you do things with media?
We absolutely do things with media. So again, media is a big piece of connecting with audiences, and so there's a media component the way we might have a normal relationship in PR, where we find interesting storylines that match up with your audience, and we might introduce those to you. So you had Jan Stevenson up here. We know Jan very well, and this line of products, and so the examples like that. But also, we're kind of all talking to the same audience every single day. And in our mind, there's no content is content. And whether that's content about a product that's interesting to your audience, or content about the sport that we love, or the industry that we are involved in, great content is engaging.
Well, Golf Talk America is known as the fusion of golf, music, sports, and entertainment. And we're part of the PGA Tour family. The PGA Tour pushes us out on their platform. They describe us as a free-form conversation.
Yeah, I love that, yes.
In other words, there's no restrictions.
Build on that, right? So isn't that the most exciting thing about this golf world? That, yes, it could be about hitting a ball into a hole, but I describe it as more about the golfing life, which is where we travel, which is the people that we interact with, the Jeff Ranzullis and the Friars of the world.
Friars of the world.
Yeah.
I'm a member,
I know.
We know. We know you are.
I wanted to talk to you about, you mentioned the role of the influencer.
Yeah.
Through social media, Instagram, Twitter. How much has that changed things for you? Because the role of the influencer over the past couple of years has just
become huge. It sure has. And I can give you an answer right now, and it's going to be different in 6 months because that's just the – so just think about how you make a decision about purchasing something. It could be through social media and the people that you follow in social media. That might be where you might discover an opportunity to make a purchase. It could be as simple as just you and I hanging out together and, you know, word of mouth.
Yeah.
Is so when you talk about influence, it's just understanding kind of where the trusted advisor fits in your decision-making process. We refer to that as the influence feed. You may get that from a review. You may get that from the social media people that you follow. You may get that from a media member that you like. You may get that from listening to a show like this, or you may get it from just, you know, a PGA professional telling you that this is the right piece of equipment for your game.
Okay, yeah.
Well, I tell you what, you have a really impressive client list with starting off with Echo and Sea Pines and all the way down the list to, you know, Lampkin Grips. We were at an event at the
The
Tour Edge event the other day. We got a nice new set of grips on that. But congratulations.
Well, thank you, guys. Thanks for having us.
What we've always said, and I've always thought when we started this little endeavor called Golf Talk America, is it's all about relationships.
Yeah.
And it really is. If you don't have a relationship, I basically don't do business with people I don't have relationships with and I genuinely like. And it's people talk lifestyle of golf. Well, it's the weakest link in the chain that can destroy that relationship if one of your employees does something wrong at a club or at a restaurant or whatever. So I guess my point I'm trying to make is it's so important to have leadership, much like yourself and what your organization does, to guide us sort of through that minutia of selecting the right relationships and the right fits.
I think that's very well said. Very well said. You kind of summed up what we aspire to be and what we hope we've done up to this point, but certainly what we aspire to be going forward.
Yeah, well, congratulations on your new endeavor, and
it's
going to be great, and hopefully we'll spend more time together going forward.
I'd appreciate it. I look forward to it.
Thanks. Kyle Ragshill, Buffalo Agency. Thank you.
More from the stage, radio stage, at the PGA Merchandise Show in Orlando, Florida, when we come right back.
Thank you.
Just go ahead and talk through the intro of the show, Brendan. It's okay, really.
Well, it's the PGA show. Anything can happen
this
week.
Anything can happen. Frank Bassett on the main radio stage here at the 2019 PGA Merchandise Show, along with Diane Knox. Hi, sweetie.
Hello there.
How are you?
I'm great. Very happy to be part of the show.
Along with the Brendan Sweeney.
I just don't know what else to say. Frank.
The cheeky one at the end there.
It's a good one.
Those cheeks are kind of rosy all of a sudden. Why? How'd that happen?
If you're sitting next to Diane Knox, you have rosy cheeks too.
That's pretty good. Well, guess who's sitting next to Diane Knox? That would be our good friend, a man who does a whole lot of good stuff for people, Mr. Russ Holden, caddy for A Cure.
Hey. So nice to see you.
Wow. Good
to see
you.
This is really something.
Yeah, it's the last segment of the day.
Thank you for we're happy we're drinking all this stuff. Thank you for stopping by.
Thanks for having me. This is really exciting to run into you all here at the PGA Show, and it's exciting out there, and you're adding more to it, so glad you're here.
It's good to see you. I'm sorry I missed your tournament. I had all intention of coming down and just couldn't this year with everything I'm trying to get done in January, so I can get back on the road.
Well, let's hear a little bit about Caddy for a Cure. You have a very interesting product. A service, I should say, that you started, 15 years ago?
16 years ago. Yeah, it's amazing. What we'd like to call one of the most unique opportunities in the world of professional sports, the opportunity to come caddy and go inside the ropes for one of the world's best players. And we're aligned with Birdies for the Brave from the PGA Tour, and you'll be escorted by a wounded service member. So, as I said, 16 years now we've been doing that, and we've got really the best of the best. We got Rory McIlroy coming up here in Orlando at Bay Hill,
oh,
and
great.
We'll have...
You should get your brother to do it.
Yeah, he would love to do it.
But pretty much everybody's participating with us. We'll have Jason Day this year and Jordan Spieth and Ricky Fowler and the whole, you know. Golf is really such a charitable sport. You know, we all, as we sit here and even in this room, we all know how much giving is done in the world
of
golf. It outgives the other four professional sports individually. And it's really terrific. And all these golfers, once they found out that, hey, you know, I can let an amateur come inside the ropes and caddy for me, and the wounded aspect of it, you know, everybody's pretty much all in.
I had a very cool experience. It had to be in 2010. I was down at the Honda tournament.
Honda Classic. The oldest, by the way, that's the longest sponsorship of a golf tournament on the PGA Tour is Honda.
And I was at the on the first tee. David Duval was hitting off, and earlier that year, I caddied in the Bob Hope Classic. He was our, one of our professionals. So I was talking to his father and stuff like that, and all of a sudden Pete Dye comes walking up. And I go, Pete, how you doing? He's like, I'm looking for Drew Brees. I'm like, he just teed off. I mean, he's like four holes in front of us. So I walked with Pete out to the, I think to the seventh hole, and it was a par three. And you were out there, Kenny G, Dan Marino, Drew Brees, and Mr. Nicklaus was there.
What?
So Pete, you know, the marshal opens up, you know, pulls up the rope, and I go underneath the rope with Pete, and I get my phone and I hand it to the marshal. I'm like, take as many pictures as you can right now. So I had Mr. Nicklaus, I had Pete Dye, Kenny G, and you were there with your caddy for the Cure, and that's the first time I think I really embraced the program that you started.
It was. I remember like it was yesterday. That was a great day, and Mr. Nicklaus was just wonderful to participate in our program. He's done it a couple of times with us, and you know, some really, really great memories have been formed there at the Honda Classic. You were with us a couple of years ago, Frank, when we had Congressman Mast was out there, and
great,
Craig McDowell.
Great patriot. He's a great man. I really like him a lot. So
later that day, Pete shook down Drew Brees for a check to build the new golf course at Purdue because he just won the Super Bowl that year. I'm looking for Drew Brees. I think he squeezed him off for like $1 million. It was great.
You know, it's really something. Was watching Jack intermix with Drew Brees and giving him lessons and helping him out. And it was, you know, gosh, here you are with the GOAT, right? You're the greatest of all time. And he was as cordial and as personable with everybody, Kenny G and Dan Marino. And it was just a great day all the way around. A little chilly that day, but it was nice.
Yeah. And then later on that day, I jumped on the bus to go back, and there was Pete just walking down the sidewalk all by himself. So bless Pete right now. He's not in the best of health, but he's been a wonderful addition to us at French Lick, but not only at French Lick, but around the whole golf world. So.
Rush, you've been around the game a long time.
Former looper.
Former looper for a pretty famous guy.
German guy, you might have heard of him, just west of Munich. He's winning a few things now. You know, I don't know. A lot of people say as soon as I stopped caddying for him, he started winning like crazy. I don't know what that means. But we had a very good friendship. I was the head professional at Woodfield Country Club in Boca Raton, Florida, which is where Bernhard still lives. And met him in the late 80s with his longtime coach, Willie Hoffman, and started a friendship there that lasted until today. So I had the opportunity to caddy for him full-time for several years, and off and on filling in for the famous Pete Coleman during his whole venue. They had a 22-year relationship between the two of them. It was one of the longest-standing player-caddy relationships out there. And Pete knew that I wasn't there to take his job, and I wanted to do it. I was like a real thorn on that rose because I was bugging him all the time because I wanted to fill in, and it was great for me. I was filling in 2, 3, 4 weeks a year whenever Pete didn't want to go, make a long transatlantic flight for 1 week. But had some really good memories and some really good opportunities with Bernhard Langer. It was great.
Yeah, you sure did. You, caddy for a Cure, when we first met, I was floored by what you do and how you put it together. And you're right, 2 years ago at the Honda Classic, when we had Congressman Mast there, had an opportunity to interview him, which was a lot of fun. I asked him if he could get me on congressional. He said, what?
Yeah.
No.
I was just messing with
him. Just simple
no. He just went right over his head. He said, what? Huh? I said, can you get me on congressional? I want to play congressional. He said, oh, I don't know.
The Congo, baby.
And that was the end of that conversation.
Oh, we were just playing around. But you have a huge presence, and it's what you do is incredibly heartwarming to see it. Just being out there that day with, I think Graham McDowell was with us on the tee box that day.
You know, we started it with a passion and we wanted to help. And if you would have asked me 16 years ago, you're going to be sitting here on Golf Talk America with you all at the PGA show, I would have bet you my life savings that there was no way, because this is never, we didn't, as Bubba said, we didn't dream this far. And it's just kind of steamrolled and it's kind of snowballed into something that's really, really fantastic. And, you know, all the charities that we help around the PGA Tour, we're honored to give to each one of the local charities. And we have some really good ones at each venue. But the relationship with the wounded that we've started now since 2005, so 13, 14 years that we've been doing that, the relationships and the ministry that we've been able to have for those men and women that raise their right hand for us to be able to sit here in relative freedom and enjoy the liberties that we do, it's just overwhelming. And the players, it's amazing. You know, the wounded come out and they're so amazed to be with, you know, here you are with a Justin Rose or somebody of that stature, gold medalist. And I always say that I think it's the players that are more in awe of the men and women that have suffered so many injuries. And here they are, they're living their life and they're coming back out, and now they're enjoying the game of golf. So it's been really good. And then obviously the impetus behind our program is a rare bone marrow disorder called Fanconi anemia, which you met Christian last year at the Masters. And Kalen, his brother, his younger brother, has Fanconi anemia FA as well. And he had a tough 2018. He battled cancer very, very hard and had some pretty severe surgeries, and he's battling through it, and he's beating cancer's butt right now. So
good.
We're rooting good for Kalen.
Yeah. Where do they live?
Absolutely.
They live in Macon, Georgia.
Got it.
And they were both down for our tournament last week and meeting with everybody, and it was great to see him back. And Kalen's staying strong.
And Christian, we met him at the Masters last year. Yeah. What a character. His personality, he is just full of personality. We had a great time together.
He is. They humbly like to call themselves the reason for the season for Caddy for a Cure. And it gets a little old after a while, but we're thrilled. You know, the men and the women, you know, we participate on the women's tour as well from time to time. And, you know, they're so infectious. They've overcome so much with their size and the disabilities that they've had to encounter and everything. And they're so infectious, as you say, that you know, to meet them for 2 or 3 minutes is just wonderful. It just it's life changing.
Yeah, you'll never forget them once you've met them.
No,
ever.
No, you won't.
Well, we will.
We tried.
Russ Holden, founder of Caddy for a Cure. We will see you at the Masters
again
this year, and we'll probably do the Caddy Bash again. I think Chris is setting that up, but I promise you, next year we will be there to promote and participate and do whatever you need us to do for Caddy for a Cure.
Let's do the show from there.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Whatever he needs.
Well, you know, Brendan was very generous with French Lick. We auctioned off a thing to one of our actually treasured patrons over there at our tournament, and we raised a lot of money for Caddy for a Cure, and we really appreciate that.
Oh,
and
hey.
We had a great outing, and we got to have y'all. You have to come
I
on
would
down.
Love to.
Christian and Kalen will be there,
okay,
so that's
good.
a little bit of bait to
That'll
get you down.
That'll be fun.
I'd love to.
We've had a great time. First day here at the PGA Merchandise Show, 2019 edition, that is. Brendan Sweeney, it's always good to be with you.
Now the
Love
fun
like
begins.
A brother. Now the fun shall start.
Fun
Diane
begins.
Knox, you have safe travels.
Thank you very
and
much.
Give
yes,
your
Diane.
Parents, as well as Russell, our best,
I
of
will.
Course.
Thank you.
Got to get Russell involved with Caddy for a
Cure. I know
Cure,
I will.
So
I'm going to set this up, definitely.
And Russ Holden, thank you for closing out the show with us today.
Brilliant.
And, I'm honored to call you friend.
All right.
Thank you, buddy.
Likewise.
Thanks, everybody. We'll be back tomorrow at 11 o'clock for more from the 2019 PGA Merchandise Show. And that's it. I think we're out.